Power on.
Ask Drone You.
Hello, everybody. This is Rob.
And I'm Paul, and you're listening to another episode of Ask Drone You.
Welcome to episode number 78.
Woo-hoo!
We are, as always, really glad that you're with us. It's such a great time for us. Hopefully it is for you as well. And we have an interesting question today, Paul. And interestingly, and not coincidentally, although actually it is coincidentally, it leads kind of into what our next webinar is going to be about. And it's from Tom.
Tommy.
Arizona.
Arizona, what
probably
part?
Thomas. Yo, otherwise known as Tom.
It's probably Tommy, all right?
Or Tommy.
It will be whatever we like it to be, all right?
That's true, okay. Anyway, so he's getting, according to his question, and we won't go into all of the details, but been flying a little bit longer, getting comfortable with his drone, and he's kind of wanting to move into earning some money with his drone. He's looking for ideas, Phantom, probably just a GoPro. But people would be surprised at what is available business-wise with just a Phantom and a GoPro. And we're going to be doing a webinar next Monday on this very subject. But we thought, you know what, let's do a little teaser in the podcast and maybe give a couple ideas.
So what Rob is trying to say is he secretly held this question for a long time right before our webinar. I like it. It's smart. It's strategy. I think it's great.
Well, you know what? We do what we need to do.
Well, honestly, I mean, if anyone out there is like me and you love to fly, and then you definitely, you know, love to figure out new ways to make money with your Phantom, with your Solo, whatever it is. I keep saying Solo because we get to test one here in the next few weeks.
Paul's a little giddy.
Yeah. You would be too, Rob.
You mean I don't get to fly it? I can't be giddy?
I don't want you to be like that guy on Quartz Magazine who didn't know what he was doing and said there were pre-production flaws simply because he didn't know how to land. Mm. Yeah.
That won't be me.
I'm going to ask Colin when I'm on his boat next week. I'm going to be like, why did you let him fly that drone?
Shit, that is the question.
That's the one question I'm going to ask Colin. Like, why?
What does he
So, have? You know, this week's upcoming webinar is actually going to talk about all the different ways that you can make money, you know, with your small micro-class drone. And we're really focusing on this because we do believe that sometime next year, there will be a micro UAS ruling by the FAA that'll be kind of like a blanket approval. And, you know, I think it's going to be a good thing. And I have faith in the FAA that they will do something along those lines. But what can you do other than film real estate? Everyone knows about filming real estate, and everyone also knows the learning curve associated with that. You really got to fly your own house, fly a few houses for free, get the hang of it, get the gist of how you're going to fly the house. There are a lot of nuances involved with that. So what can you do? What options do you have? Well, something I've done, sign inspection. There are monument signs all over your city, all over your town, all over your village, wherever you live. If you live in a cave, there's probably not much signage around that. But
just leave your cave and you'll find some signage.
But make friends with the local sign company. Why? Because they always pay about $300 to $400 an hour for someone to bring a boom truck out to inspect signs. And you can do it with your Phantom and your GoPro. How much money can you make? Well, about $300 per hour. So, and how many hours will it take to do a sign? Normally one, so you gotta have a 1 hour minimum. What's something else you can do? Well, one of our buddies here at DroneU does roof inspections with his GoPro. Now, this is not a thermal infrared roof inspection, so there's no thermography going on, but you can inspect gutters. In fact, I just found out recently, so I'm taking my car here to Land Rover to get some transmission fluid put in it and whatnot.
Cool.
And I don't drive a Land Rover. I just have I used to own Land Rovers, and I had this
one
mechanic.
A mechanic buddy over there that you love, yeah.
When you trust a mechanic, that
you
goes a long way, yeah.
It's worth his weight in gold.
Yes. So, anyway, as you know, before I go over there, you know, one of the things that I actually did with him one time was do a roof inspection. He had a leak in his roof. Mm-hmm. He was getting water in the roof, just like we did here at the last hailstorm at the Drone U headquarters.
Did you do that without infrared?
I did it without infrared. And I just took really, I got really close and took really high resolution images. And we were actually able to see where the cracks were. Here's the funny thing. They used those images to the insurance company to prove there was a leak, and they got approved to get a new roof on the house.
Very
paid
cool.
for by the insurance company.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. So that means there's a lot of value in that, which means you should be able to get about $250 per hour for it. And really, I only use two batteries on that. Like, seriously.
Pretty straightforward, relatively low-hanging fruit.
Yep, totally.
There might be some education involved in that and how that could be beneficial to folks. But other than that, relatively simple to get into.
I mean, you're looking for the creases in the roof. You're looking for areas around pipes. I mean, it's very simple when you hear also, you know, where they're having issues or potential problems, and you'd be surprised what you can see. So the other thing that we've talked about, Rob, is
weddings.
And weddings.
That takes a brave person, I would say, to get into weddings. Big opportunity.
Let me ask you a question. When you got married, how did you get married?
I'm not going to be a good example because we eloped, Paul.
You eloped.
Highly recommend it, by the way.
No pressure?
No pressure. A lot of reasons. But anyways, we eloped.
Well, maybe you're not the best example, but Tim had a big wedding, right?
He did have a big wedding.
So Tim is a part of the Bald-Headed Bureau here at Drone U.
Yes.
Tim had a big wedding. And I don't know how Kara was. Kara is his wife, and I actually really like Kara. She's very smart, very intuitive, awesomely, super nice, very trustworthy. But I would be a little scared. I would be a little scared filming for Kara. I would be a little scared filming for any wife or bridezilla for that matter.
Yeah. Or not. I mean, it's a big day.
It's a big day. But, you know, there are so many boundaries, you know, and you really have to talk to your bride, like, what is going to be okay with you that I film? What's not okay? I booked a wedding September 12th. I will actually be flying a wedding.
You did? I thought you were the anti-wedding.
It's for my friend. It's
operator.
For my friend. So
right.
I'm doing it for them.
Stepping out.
I think it's a good opportunity to learn. Because I've taken them out to dinner once and said, you know, what's going to be acceptable to you? And she's like, well, you can't fly the ceremony. And I said, well, can we fly the ceremony before you show up with your dad to walk down the aisle so people can get an idea of how many people are there, like scope? And she's like, yeah, totally. But I just don't want a buzzing noise around when I'm getting read my vows.
That's fair.
Right? But how many other situations are like that?
So let me ask you this, Paul. Will there be a photographer as well?
Yes.
Okay, so it's sort of a redundancy.
Yes.
To the capturing the moment process.
Yes.
Okay. And I think we would recommend that if you're going to be flying weddings, is don't supplant the photographer, supplement the photographer.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah, you don't want all that pressure on you for sure. One of our buddies here at Drone U, he's charging $3,500 a day.
For a wedding?
For a wedding. Yep. So that's 12 hours. He's out there all day. He makes a video at the end, puts it on YouTube for him. Boom, $3,500.
You know what?
What?
Maybe weddings are better than we thought they were.
You deal with the brides, Rob. You set them all up. You do logistics. I'll go out there and fly it. How about that?
That's fair. That's fair. It's just a matter of temperament, understanding, et cetera, et cetera.
Anyway, so for guys out there who want to do wedding videos, that same guy in our community, he says he doesn't do more than 15 weddings per year.
Yeah.
So.
And does all right doing that.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
How much money is that, CPA man?
CPA is 50,000 or so.
Really? Just in 60. Weddings?
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, it doesn't suck for 15 weekends a year.
No, not at all. Out of 52. For me, that wouldn't really work because I mean, in June, I'm going to be gone for 2.5 weeks. Just gone. For book shooting after shooting after shooting after shooting. So, I mean, it's a lot of fun, and I get to be in some really cool places. One of them is actually the homeland in Virginia. I get to go home to Virginia and film, which will be cool.
Awesome. Good.
And then from Virginia to San Jose, California for 2 boat commercials. And then north to Sacramento for a wake surfing competition. And then back down to San Jose for a commercial for a boat manufacturer. Another boat manufacturer. So it's going to be a wild, wild time.
That is going to be a wild time. And we got some logistical things to work out with Drone U, given the
yeah, it was,
absence of Paul.
Yeah, it'll be fun for me.
All right. Anything else these folks can, I guess that's really what we want to do is give them a brief idea of
what this webinar is going to be about.
What the webinar is going to be about, what you can expect, give them a couple ideas, and then hope that they'll join us on the webinar.
I do hope that they join us on the webinar. There's going to be so much more, too. We're going to talk about deliverables. We're going to talk about, you know, what happens if the weather is bad? How do you work these things out with your clients? What kind of things do you need to put in your contract? So it's actually going to be very, very, very in-depth. And if you're ready to, you know, turn your passion into profit, join us. The best way to register for this webinar is go to our Facebook page. The cover photo will have a link. The highlighted post will have a link. Register for that webinar. Last time, we have? Like a few hundred comments on the webinar? Like, it's growing.
It was really interactive. It was a lot of fun. A lot of great ideas for everybody that was a part of it. And join us. You're gonna be glad you did.
Definitely, guys. That's going to do it for us today. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast. And we appreciate all of your questions. If you have one, go to AskDroneU.com and upload that question. We would love, love, love to answer it. Guys, thank you so much for listening. That's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
And I'm Rob.
And this is Ask Drone U.
Ask Drone U. Ask Drone U. Ask Drone U.